بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we will have class number 6 from the classes of envy, which is one of the serious diseases of the hearts. And the title of the class today is Protection Against Envy and Evil Eye. Actually, as we are learning about envy, we must learn about the evil eye, as the protection and treatment are the same for both of them, envy and evil eye. Let us at the beginning learn the definition of evil eye. Evil eye, which is called in Arabic al-ayn, refers to when a person harms another by means of his eye. When a person harms another by means of his eye. In this class, inshallah, we will learn the following. The evil eye is real, with the evidences from the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The evil eye and envy, differences and similarities. The evil eye is part of the decree of Allah, the Almighty. And we will learn steps against steps regarding protection from the envy and the evil eye. At the beginning, let us learn evidence of the evil eye from the Holy Quran. That is to say, let us learn the verses of the Holy Quran which proves that evil eye is real. We will read from Surah Al-Qalam, Surah number 68, verse number 51.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن يكاد الذين كفروا ليزلقونك بأبصارهم لما سمعوا الذكر ويقولون إنه لمجنون. And verily those who disbelieve would almost make you sleep with their eyes through hatred when they hear the reminder, the Quran, and they say, verily, he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a mad man.
Actually, it was the situation of the disbelievers regarding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They tried to harm him by their evil eyes, but he was saved by Allah's will. They tried to harm Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by looking to him with their evil eyes, as they feel envy and hatred towards him, and they hope to get rid of him. So in this verse of the Quran, Allah is clarifying that some people try to look with an evil eye for the goal of harming the other person. This means that you can harm another person by looking to him with your eye. This is the evil eye, which is to harm someone by looking at him. Also, Allah mentioned about the evil eye in Surah Yusuf, Surah number 12, verse number 67.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال يا بني لا تدخلوا من باب واحد وادخلوا من أبواب متفرقة وما أغني عنكم من الله من شيء حكم إلا لله عليه توكلت وعليه فليتوكل المتوكلون.
And he, this is Prophet Jacob, said, O my sons, don't enter by one gate, but enter by different gates, and I can't avail you against Allah at all. Verily, the decision rests only with Allah. In Him I put my trust, and let all those that trust put their trust in Him. Actually, this was the advice of Prophet Jacob to his 11 sons, not to enter Egypt from one door, but through the four doors of Egypt. Actually, the sons of Prophet Jacob were good looking, so he was worried that they may be harmed by an evil eye if they enter all together from one door. Actually, he clarified to them that he cannot prevent any harm, but he put all trust in Allah, and all of us must put our trust in Him alone. So again, this is a proof from the verse of the Quran, verse number 67 from surah number 12, that there is a possibility of the harm through the evil eye, and we must try to avoid it according to the advice of Prophet Jacob to his sons. Now we will learn about the evidence of the evil eye from the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the evil eye is true. The evil eye is real. So number one, the evil eye is real. Also Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, seek refuge with Allah from the evil eye, for the evil eye is real. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, evil eye is true. It puts a camel in a cooking pot and a man in a grave. What is the meaning of this hadith? The meaning of this hadith is that a camel can be affected by the evil eye, so he may die. So this means that he will be put in a cooking pot to cook it. Okay? What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that if a man with an evil eye will look at the camel will be affected by that eye, and so the people will try actually to slaughter him quickly and to put him in the cooking pot. Also, the hadith means that a man can be affected by the evil eye and he can die out of the effect of that evil eye and put in the grave. This hadith is a proof that the effect of the evil eye is very strong. Also, it proves that evil eye affects not only human being, but it also affects all living things. Let us now learn about this story of one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, which proved that the evil eye is true. Actually, this story is mentioned by one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, one of our companions, his name was Amir. That companion, he looked at another companion who is called Salih. So Amir looked to Salih. After that look, Salih fell down on the ground as if he had been struck. So the companion took him to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having learned the situation, he asked, whom do you suspect? The companion named Amir bin Rabi'a. Upon this, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam scolded Amir and said, why is one of you killing his brother? Why is one of you killing his brother? When one of you sees something he likes in his brother, he must pray for him to be blessed. So this is the story of the one of the companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So again, this is a story which is a proof that the evil eye is real, as one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was affected by the evil eye and he was about to die. But Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he called the one who had the evil eye and he asked him to bless that brother whom he was looking for, and also he asked him to wash and to have that water of the wash and to use it for the other brother, the one who was envied, so that he will be cured. Again, this is a proof that at the time of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the evil eye was affecting the companions, and actually he was asking them not to kill each other through the evil eye, but instead they must bless each other. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the evil eye may follow a man by Allah's leave until he climbs up a high mountain, then falls from it. In another narration, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the evil eye is real and can bring down a person from a high mountain. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that if you try to climb a high mountain and you are up, then someone look to you with an evil eye, okay, you will fall down from the high mountain. This means this. You see, subhanAllah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, most of those who die of my ummah after the will and decree of Allah will die because of the evil eye. This means that, you know, it is a very common cause of death. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the evil eye is real. And if anything were to overtake the divine decree, the evil eye would do so. What is the meaning of this hadith? This hadith affirms that both the divine decree and the evil eye are real. The evil eye is powerful, but neither the evil eye nor anything else can cause harm or do any good or bad except by the will of Allah, which controls everything in this worldly life. The meaning of this hadith, sister, is not that the evil eye will win on the decree of Allah. No, the meaning of this hadith is, or the goal is to prove that the evil eye is powerful. But it is powerful by the will of Allah, the Almighty. So actually, sisters, from the evidence quoted above from the Quran and the Sunnah, it is clear that the evil eye is real and that its effects are proven and do exist. It may kill, it may harm, it may destroy the things that were liked by the envier. But neither the evil eye nor envy can cause harm except by the only power which is Allah's decree. So we must believe that there is an evil eye which can harm human beings and all creatures. And we have the proof from the Quran and the Sunnah. But at the same time, we must believe that the evil eye will not harm except by the will of Allah. That is to say, according to the divine decree. Okay, so now, sister, let us learn three forms of the evil eye. Actually, we must learn these three forms because it will help us, okay, to protect ourselves against the evil eye. So the first of the evil eye is the evil eye through admiration. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that if someone has a look with admiration, okay, he may harm the thing that he liked, even if that person is a righteous man or a man who has a clean heart. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that if I look to my grandson with admiration, I love my grandson, I am looking for the best for my grandson, but if I look to him with admiration, maybe I can harm him. Okay? Maybe my look will be an evil eye. Okay? Even I can't realize, even I don't know, even I don't intend to harm him, but this happens that a look with admiration can be an evil eye, even if it is from a righteous person. This is number one. Number two, an evil eye through envy. This is a look with admiration mixed with envy. It can harm the thing that you like. What is the meaning of this? If I look to the car of my neighbor with admiration and a feeling of envy, okay, towards my neighbor, I can harm the car of my neighbor even if I don't put it in the evil eye through envy or jealousy. It is a look with admiration mixed with jealousy or envy. It will harm. The third form of the evil eye, one which is the worst evil and it is the most effective, this is the evil eye through bad intention. A look with admiration mixed with envy mixed with the intention to harm. You know, if you look to the, for example, to the car of your neighbor, you feel towards that car admiration, you feel envy, and you have the intention, oh Allah, I don't want to see that car anymore, destroy the car. You see, this is the intention of destruction and harming. And actually, this evil eye is around, because it is proven in the Quran, as I clarified to you regarding the disbelievers, when they have the intention to harm Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, but Allah saved him. Okay? So actually, sisters, we must realize that, you know, there are three forms of the evil eye, as I clarified, and I am repeating, the evil eye from the righteous person who doesn't have any intention to envy or to harm, but that person, when he look with admiration, even if he didn't realize that he is harming with his evil eye, but his evil eye can be effective. Okay? And the second form of the evil eye is the evil eye with envy. The second one is the evil eye with the bad intention to harm and destroy. Let us now, sisters, learn some of the characteristics of those whom they have the evil eye with the bad intention, the worst kind or the worst form of the evil eye. Number one, regarding those who have the evil eye with envy and bad intention, number one, they are the people whom they are always angry regarding Allah's decree. They are always complaining. Okay, when you meet someone and you ask her, sister, how are you? Inshallah, you and the family are in the best shape. She will tell you, never. I am never in the best shape. I am always in the worst shape. Most of the people are like this. Whenever you call, if you will call thousands of people, 999 will tell you what I am mentioning to you now. This is the issue regarding the evil eye. I am never happy. I am never convinced. My life is the worst. Allah is making me the goal of all his troubles. All my life is bad. My kids are not good. My husband is not good. We are not having anything good. Life is so bad, I am not happy at all. And you know, always they are never thankful, number two, for their provisions. When you tell her, but sister, all praise to Allah, you have good health, alhamdulillah, and you have a home or an apartment, this is good. She will answer you, oh, my health, I don't care for my health. What is the importance of my health? If I am not happy, if I am not enjoying my life, what is this apartment I am living in? This is two bedrooms, the rent. It is nothing. Look to others whom they own big houses, whom they have a lot of kids, whom they have big, you know, bank accounts. Then you tell her, sister, but those people, maybe they are not happy, maybe they are not healthy. No, I am sure they are more happy than me. Then you tell her, sister, hold on, be thankful to Allah, then Allah will shower you with more and more of his blessing. No, I cannot be thankful. I am thankful for what? I don't have anything. If I have anything, I will be thankful. But in reality, I have the worst of the worst. No, I am very unhappy regarding my life. Then you will notice something special for those people. You know, they can describe what they see with a lot of details. What is the meaning of this? You tell her, sister, how was the dinner, you know, which you attend yesterday in your neighbor house? She will tell you, oh, my neighbor, oh, the dinner was excellent. I will describe to you everything. You know the sofa? Oh, it is red in color. It is big. It has a lot of, you know, so and so. Then my neighbor, she has an excellent dress. It was dark and it has these colors and her hair and the style. Oh, and what about the food? There was excellent food. I will describe to you the food one by one. Because her eye was having a big job, you know. The sweets, you can't imagine how many sweets there were. There Arabic sweets, American sweets, Asian sweets. The rest, I tell her, sister, this is enough. No, I want to tell you about the chicken and the meat and the fish. You tell her, sister, all praise to Allah. You give them a very big evil eye last night. Call your friend or your neighbor and check what is going on now. I am sure they are in big disaster today. Evil eye, if it is without intention. And, you know, because of this, you know, Daniel, we explained in the previous classes of envy and also related to the evil eye, that if we are true believers in the oneness of Allah, we will not give a lot of attention to the worldly issues. So if I see a beautiful baby, you know, I will not, you know, look to the baby and tell, you know, oh, this is a very beautiful baby, you know. The look, you know, even without the intention to harm or the feeling of envy, but the penetrating look, you know, when you look and you concentrate. So as true believers in Allah, we are not supposed to concentrate on the worldly issues. If I see a baby, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah, may Allah bless the baby, then I move. Why? Because I believe that all of these are worldly life enjoyments and they don't deserve me to give a look. Okay, but because most of the people, mainly, they care for the worldly life, so whenever they see anything, they look at it. Okay, and this look, maybe they have clean heart, you know, and they don't mean, you know, to harm, but they harm because of the depth of the look, because of the depth of admiration. So we are not supposed to feel admiration towards any of the worldly enjoyments, so that we will not be having evil eye without realizing that we are harming others. Okay? I will clarify to you now, inshallah, everything, how to protect yourself against all of this. But now let us learn about the differences between envy and evil eye. Okay? Again, evil eye means to harm another by means of the eye. You know, this is the evil eye. Evil eye is related toward the harm. You know, to harm another person by means of the eye. Okay? Again, the evil eye is simply based on admiration. Hence, it may come from a righteous man or woman who doesn't have any bad feeling and they don't intend to harm. That is to say, evil eye can harm without the intention, okay? Without having any bad feeling, okay? Actually, a man may put an evil eye on his own wealth, on his child, on his family, without realizing it. You can have evil eye towards your own self, okay? So this is the proof that, you know, there is no envy, there is no bad intention. But regarding envy, envy is the wish of the deprivation of the blessings of others. So envy equals to bad feelings. But the evil eye, maybe there is no bad feelings. Okay, this is the difference between envy and evil eye. Okay, what is the similarity between both of them? The similarity is that both of them, you know, have the same effect, which is causing harm. Okay, so envy and evil eye can cause harm. But evil eye may be without any bad feeling or bad intention. Okay, accordingly, okay, envy is broad than evil eye. When you tell what is more broad, envy or evil eye, envy is broader than the evil eye. What is the proof? The proof is from the Quran. We will read Surah Al-Falaq. Okay, Surah number 113, so that you have the proof that envy is broader as a concept than the evil eye. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I want to read it in Arabic and English.
Okay, inshallah. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ كُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ فَلَقٍ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ. Say, I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of the daybreak, from the evil of what He has created, and from the evil of the darkening night as it comes with its darkness, or the moon as it sets or goes away, and from the evil of those who practice witchcraft when they blow on the knots, and from the evil of the envier when he practices envy.
You see, sister, so here Allah, the Almighty, is commanding us, okay, to seek refuge from the evil of the envier when he envies, okay? So this is the proof that envy is broader than the evil eye. Allah didn't command us to seek refuge from the evil eye, but Allah commanded us to seek refuge from the evil of envy, okay? This is the proof from Surah Al-Falaq. Let us now, after actually being convinced that the evil eye is real, and it may harm, and it may kill, and it may destroy anything, let us learn the necessary steps that keep us away from the evil eye and envy. Number one, and the most important, sister, is this is the protection. To protect yourself and your family with supplications that is in accordance with the Quran and Sunnah. Actually, you must have daily protective supplications in the morning and in the evening to protect you from envy and evil eye. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that after you pray Fajr prayer or morning prayer, and after you pray Maghrib prayer, that is to say at the beginning of the day, after Fajr prayer, at the beginning of the night, after Maghrib prayer, okay, you must have daily supplications which will protect you from envy and evil eye. So if you repeat this supplication in the morning and at night, this means that you are protected 24 hours. What are these supplications? I will give you, you know, the most important supplication, because there are a lot of supplication, but there are basics which are a must. Okay, so I will give you these supplications. Number one, Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah number one. We will read one by one so that we can realize the importance of this, you know, daily supplications, okay, in the morning and at night to protect you. Number one, Surah Al-Fatiha. We will read Surah Al-Fatiha.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladina an'amta alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Okay. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, all the praises and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of the Alameen, the man, jinn, and all that exist, the most gracious, the most merciful, the only owner of the day of recompense, the day of resurrection. You alone we worship, and you alone we ask for help for each and everything. Guide us to the straight way, the way of those whom you have bestowed your grace, not the way of those who have earned your anger, nor of those who have went astray.
Okay, thank you. So actually, sister, it is known that Surah Al-Fatiha actually has the meaning of all the Quran. Allah the Almighty mentioned in these seven verses of the Quran all the meaning of the Quran, and because of its importance, it is a must in every rak'ah of our prayer. You cannot pray without Surah Al-Fatiha. So, number one, when you protect yourself, number one is Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah number one. Then we will read Ayat Al-Kursi, which is the best verse of the Quran, which is verse number 255 from Surah Al-Baqarah. So now we will read from Surah number 2, verse number 255, Ayat Al-Kursi, the best verse of the Quran.
لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من الذي يشفأ عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديها وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤذه حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
ما شاء الله. Okay, go ahead and
Allah, la ilaha illahua, none has the right to be worshipped but He, El Hayyu Qayyum, the ever-living, the one who sustains and protects all that exists. Neither slumber nor sleep overtakes Him. To Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Who is He that can intercede with Him except with His permission? He knows what happens to them, His creatures, in this world, and what will happen to them in the hereafter. And they will never compass anything of His knowledge except what He wills. His mercy extends over the heavens and the earth, and He feels no fatigue in guarding or preserving them. And He is the Most High, the Most Great.
Actually, this is the best verse of the Quran, as most of the names and attributes of Allah, the Almighty, is mentioned in this verse of the Quran. So this is the second verse to be mentioned for the protection. Number one, Surah Al-Fatiha. Number two, Ayat Al-Kursi, Surah Al-Baqarah, number two, verse 255. Number three, you will read Surah number 112, 113, and 114, which is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will read these three surahs. Okay, Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Nas. We will read these three surahs three times. Okay? Now we will read each one of them, 112, 113, and 114.
Okay. Ahad, Allahu Samad, lam yulad wa lam yakallahu kufuwan ahad. Say, O Muhammad, He is Allah the One, Allahu Samad. Allah is self-sufficient, the Master, who all creatures need. He neither eats nor drinks. He begets not, nor was He begotten. And there is none equal or comparable to Him.
Then we read Surah Al-Falaq. Again.
Bismillah ar-Rahim. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ. Say, I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of the daybreak, from the evil of what He has created, and from the evil of the darkening night as it comes with its darkness, or the moon as it sets or goes away, and from the evil of those who practice witchcraft when they blow in the knots, and from the evil of the Enter when he practices envy. Surah An-Nas, Rahim. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَالِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. Say, I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of mankind, the King of mankind, the God of mankind, from the evil of the whisperer, the devil, and who whispers evil in the hearts of men, who withdraws from his whispering in one's heart after one remembers Allah, who whispers in the breast of mankind, of jinn and of men.
Okay. So now, Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Al-Falaq, and Surah Al-Nas, we will read these three surahs three times. Okay? Then next, we will read a supplication, which is mentioned in Surah Al-Tawbah. We will open now Surah Al-Tawbah, Surah number 9, and we will read from verse number 129. There is a supplication which you will recite it seven times. Okay? Because it has a very important meaning, you know, regarding protecting yourself against evil and evil. In Arabic, this is Bismillah ar-Rahman. In Arabic, the supplication is حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. Again, حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. We will read this supplication seven times. Read it in English from Surah number 9, verse number 129, the last supplication in this Surah. Allah is.
But if they turn away, say...
Learn what we will say.
Okay, Allah is sufficient for me. But if they turn away, say, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is sufficient for me. La ilaha illa huwa. None has the right to be worshipped but He. In Him I put my trust, and He is the Lord of the mighty throne.
Okay. So again, you would say 7 times, Allah is sufficient for me. La ilaha illa hu. I put my trust in Him, and He is the Lord of the mighty throne. You will say this supplication 7 times. Again, Allah is sufficient for me. None has the right to be worshipped but He. In Him I put my trust, and He is the Lord of the mighty throne. You will say it 7 times. Then there are 2 supplications which you have to repeat it 3 times. I will mention these supplications now, and I will read it slowly so that if anyone wants to write it, in the name of Allah. Okay, I will read it very slowly. In the name of Allah, with whose name there is protection against every kind of harm in the earth or in the heaven, and He is all hearing, and He is all knowing. So I will read it again slowly. In the name of Allah, with whose name there is protection against every kind of harm in the earth or in the heaven, and He is all hearing and He is all knowing. Again, in the name of Allah, with whose name there is protection against every kind of harm in the earth or in the heaven, and He is all hearing and He is all knowing. Again, there is another supplication which we must repeat it 3 times at night and once in the morning. 3 times at night and once in the morning. I will read it slowly again. I seek protection. Once in the morning, 3 times after Maghrib prayer, I will start the supplication. I seek protection of Allah's perfect words. I seek protection of Allah's perfect words from the evil of whatever He has created. So again, I will repeat slowly. I seek protection of Allah's perfect words from the evil of whatever He has created. Actually, sister, these are the most important supplications which can, inshallah, by the will of Allah, protect you, okay, from the evil and evil, from envy and evil eye. Again, I will repeat it. Surah Al-Fatiha, Ayat Al-Kursi, which is verse number 255 from Surah Al-Baqarah, number 3, to say 3 times or to read 3 times Surah Al-Ikhlas 112, Surah Al-Falaq 113, Surah Al-Nas 114. These 3 surahs you repeat it 3 times. Then you repeat 7 times, Allah is sufficient for me. None has the right to be worshipped but He. In Him I put my trust, and He is the Lord of the mighty throne. Then you say 3 times, in the name of Allah, with whose name there is protection against every kind of harm in the heavens or in the earth. He is all hearing and he is all knowing. This you repeated 3 times, and at the end you say, once in the morning, 3 times at night, I seek protection of Allah's perfect words from the evil of whatever He has created. Insha'Allah, if you protect yourself with this supplication, after morning prayer and after Maghrib prayer, insha'Allah, you will be protected by the will of Allah from envy and evil eyes. The second step to protect yourself against envy and evil eye is that when you see something within yourself, your wealth, your brother, or anything from your sister that amazes you, you should pray for what you see to be blessed. This is the blessing of everything. Regarding what you have for yourself, for your kids, for your friends, for anyone, whenever you admire something, you must bless it, pray for it to be blessed by Allah the Almighty. Okay? So what you are supposed to say, you can say, may Allah make it blessed for me. When you look to the mirror and you notice that, mashallah, you have good health, so you pray to yourself, may Allah make my health blessed for me. May Allah make my car blessed for me. May Allah make my kids blessed for me. Okay, so this is how you prevent evil eye of yourself. Okay, if you look for other people, okay, you say, may Allah make it blessed for her. May Allah bless her kids. May Allah bless her house. May Allah bless her husband. May Allah bless her health. Okay? Also, you can also in Surah Al-Kahf, Allah mentioned another prayer. You can mention it, okay, when you admire something. We will read now from Surah Al-Kahf, to know about it. We'll read now from Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, verse number 39, to learn about an application which you can mention it when you admire anything, okay, after you bless that thing. First you must say, may Allah bless it for you. Then after you say, may Allah bless it for you, you can add this supplication or you cannot add it. Okay? But we must learn it. Okay, we will read now from Surah number 18, verse number 39. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Walawla idh dakhalta jannataka qulta ma sha'a Allah. La quwwata illa billah.
That which Allah wills will come to pass. There is no power but with Allah.
Okay, so the supplication is, as Allah wills, there is no power except with Allah. Okay? You can bless what you admire or what you like, or you can say, this what Allah wills, there is no power except with Allah. Actually, I feel that blessing may be more easy, and it is the correct one actually. So whenever you like anything or admire anything related to yourself or others, just say, may Allah make it blessed for you. Okay? The third step to protect against evil eye, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and envy, is to guard anything or anyone that is attractive and may be a recipient of the evil eye. Okay, what is the meaning of guarding anything or anyone that is attractive? When a person has a beautiful family, he should guard them by seeking protection from Allah for them. How? By saying the supplication, morning and night supplication, which we just learned now. Suppose you have a baby who is very beautiful, okay, who is very healthy, you must protect that baby, okay, seeking refuge from Allah to protect him. How? By mentioning the morning and the night supplication, okay, for you hold the baby and you read the verses of the Quran and you say the supplications, so that inshallah Allah will protect that baby. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So you will seek the protection from Allah, okay, and also you dress those beautiful people probably, so that they are not exposed, you know, to the evil eyes. What is the meaning of this? I am not supposed to have, you know, a very beautiful baby, then I will put for that baby a red dress and a red hat, so he will be more attractive, then I will hold the baby and show it to everyone. You know, if the baby is very beautiful, okay, don't show, all the beauty of the baby, because it is normal that he will be admired by everyone. Maybe you yourself are the one whom you have the evil eye towards your baby. Okay, whenever actually, you know, this is always happening. Whenever you have a beautiful baby, actually my youngest daughter was very beautiful when she was very young. Yes. So whenever I put for her a very beautiful dress, I will tell, MashaAllah, Yusr, you look very beautiful. So maybe I am the one, I didn't mean anything, yeah. You know, but this is, you know, what I feel. So I am not supposed, you know, to put, you are not supposed for the very beautiful, special cases people, you know, to put for them.
I'm scared to say MashaAllah.
Yes.
You know, yes. You tell someone a compliment. Say mashallah.
Yes. Know. But sometimes so. When you say to the people, say mashallah, they got very upset. Yes. Yes, they tell you, do you think that I have an evil eye? Do you think that your daughter is beautiful? No.
You know, somebody, when they tell me something, like, oh, you look nice today, or, oh, you lost weight, or something, say, please say mashallah.
But you know, Daniel, you see it in a joking way, you know? So maybe they will accept it in a joking way. And maybe they are your friends, they like you, and, you know, they accept it in a friendly way. But other people, you know, if you tell them, please say mashallah, or anything, no, they will become very upset. Yeah. Not for everyone. So as Muslims, we are learning, you know, how, you know, we are supposed, you know, not to harm each other. We must say, may Allah bless it for you. Okay, that's it. For everything, you see anything, you admire anything, you look at anything, may Allah bless it for you. Okay, so this is again, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, actually used to seek protection for his two grandsons by saying, I seek refuge for both of you in the perfect words of Allah and from every Satan and from the evil eye. Okay. Suppose you have good wealth and you want to protect it from the people, or you want that wealth not to be affected by envy or evil eye, you should ask Allah to bless it for you, and actually you must be thankful to Allah for that wealth. So you must thank Allah for the wealth, then you must ask Allah to bless it for you. Okay? Also, if you have good health all the time, ask Allah, oh Allah, you... May Allah bless my health. May Allah bless my kids. May Allah bless, you know, my husband. May Allah bless, you know, my knowledge, whatever. Okay, so this is the blessings is very important. Actually, sister, if someone has good news and he knows people will envy him because of that news, he should guard it by keeping it secret. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, actually, sister, is that there are some people whom they have bad intention. Okay, they don't have good intention towards each other. So if you know someone, a sister, whom may Allah guide her, for example, she has bad intention, okay, she feels, you know, envy and she has evil eye and all of this. So suppose that sister, you know, is my neighbor, okay? And she is all the time looking to me with an evil eye. And I know that. Okay? I am not supposed, you know, to visit her in the morning and tell her, you know, look my neighbor to that beautiful ring. You know, I will lose my finger. Immediately. I will not lose the ring. I will lose my finger. You see? So if you know that, you know, there are some people whom they have this feeling, guard the issues, the good things which you have, and don't mention to them your good news. Okay, keep it secret. Okay, and if you visit her, don't put the ring. Go without the ring. Okay, if you know a person that he has an evil eye, it is important to keep away from that person. Okay, try to keep away. Okay, because you know it is not easy that you will all the time hide everything, and you will all the time guard everything. You know, it is not an easy issue if someone is very close to you in your life. So if you can keep that person away from you, this is an advice in Islam. Actually, in Islam, it was a rule that if there is someone who is known that he has an evil eye, you know, they will keep that person away from the people, so that he will not harm the people. Unfortunately, nowadays, most of the people have evil eye. This is the issue, because we all like the worldly life. This is the problem. Let us, inshallah, learn about the rest of the steps to protect you against envy and evil eye. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You must actually, sisters, have complete sincerity and believe in Allah's oneness, the wise, the controller, the master. This makes you to believe that none can harm you except by Allah's will. Okay, sisters, now this is very important. I need to clarify to you that if we keep in our mind, you know, the feeling that that sister has an evil eye, that sister may cause envy for me, that sister, you know, my neighbor, my friends, my whoever, you know, this will make my life actually very difficult, because I will be all the time worried, I will be upset, I will not communicate with anyone. This is a wrong attitude. Evil eye is true, but as a true believer in the oneness of Allah, I believe that none can harm me except by the will of Allah. So I will be all the time obeying Allah the Almighty, and following all His commands, so that Allah will take care of me and Allah will prevent the evil eye, okay, to harm me. Now I will give you two verses of the Quran to prove, you know, what we mentioned about the fact that none can harm you except by the will of Allah, and also that Allah defend the believers. From Surah number 6, number 17, so that we will be always believing that none can touch us except Allah with the good, and none can remove the harm except Allah. Surah number 6, verse number 17. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
Bismillah ar-Rahman. If Allah touches you with harm, none can remove it but He. And if He touches you with good, then He is able to do If Allah touches you with harm, none can remove it but He. And if He touches you with good, then He is able to do all things.
So this means, sister, that everything in this worldly life is run by Allah's will, and none can harm you except by the will of Allah. So put all your trust in Allah and have complete sincerity and believe in Allah's oneness, and inshallah Allah will take care of you. Also, we will read again from Surah number 9, verse number 51, which will prove to us that everything is in our life is up to Allah's will, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هو مولانا وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Say, nothing shall ever happen to us except what Allah has ordained for us. He is our mullah, our Lord, helper and protector. And in Allah, let the believers put their trust.
So sisters, let us all the time put our trust in Allah the Almighty, and let us obey Him and live our life with sincerity towards Him, so that inshallah Allah will all the time protect us against the evil eye. Also sisters, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you must all the time, sisters, fear Allah and keep away from all what Allah has prohibited, so that inshallah again Allah will take care of you. There is hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which send this message of reassurance. That hadith is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, be mindful of Allah and Allah will protect you. Be mindful of Allah and you will find Allah in front of you. Know that if the nation were to gather together to benefit you with anything, it would benefit you only with something that Allah had already prescribed for you. And that if they gather together to harm you with anything, they would harm you only with something Allah has already prescribed for you. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that none of the human being can harm me with envy or evil eye except by the will of Allah. So let us be mindful of Allah. Let us take care of Allah so that Allah will protect us. This is the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is giving us the key for Allah's protection. Be mindful of Allah the Almighty, and inshallah Allah will take care of you. Also sisters, we must have full trust in Allah, because whoever puts his trust in Allah, Allah will be taking care of him. We will read this fact from surah number 65, verse number 3. Again, the belief in Allah, obedience of Allah, trust in Allah, which actually is the source of protection of Allah. Read now, inshallah, from surah number 65. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 65 verse number 2 and 3. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الرحمن الرحيم ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه إن الله بالغ أمره قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And this whoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, he will make a way for him to get out of every difficulty. And he will provide for him from sources he never could imagine. And whosoever puts his trust in Allah, then he will suffice him. Verily Allah will accomplish his purpose. Indeed, Allah has set a measure for all things.
So it is again and again, sister, the trust in Allah, the Almighty, that inshallah will make you to be protected from the envy and the evil eye. To be sure that Allah defends believers, we will read from surah number 22, verse number 38, so that we will be sure, inshallah, that Allah protects the believers against any evil envy or against the evil eye. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna Allah yudafi'u anil ladhina amanu.
Truly Allah defends those who believe.
Okay, so alhamdulillah sisters, now we learn to have full trust in Allah, to fear Allah, and to have the sincerity regarding the belief in His oneness. Also, you need to seek repentance with Allah from all the sins. We will read now from surah number 42, verse number 30, because actually the sins are always the cause of the disasters and the hardships in our life, and envy and evil eye are one of the hardships of our life. So if you want to be away from the hardships, you want to be away from envy and evil eye all the time, repent to Allah the Almighty and be away from the sins. We will read now from surah number 42, verse number 6. الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير.
Rahman Rahim. And whatever misfortune befalls you, it is because of what your hands have earned. And he pardons much.
Okay, so Allah the Almighty is clarifying that whatever disasters we are having in our life, it is because of what our hands have earned. Okay, so again and again, sisters, let us seek repentance with Allah from our sins, so that inshallah Allah will protect us against envy and evil eyes. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct from our evil. Amen. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. Oh Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Amen. Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. Oh Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Inshallah, see you next week. Inshallah.